Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We're laughing about something that they're not going to see.
Welcome back.
What an anecdote.
Oh, my God.
Well, we were just having a great banter.
We were doing an inside joke.
Whoa, where's Grace?
Whoa, wait. Oh. Shoot. There's four of us today. We're going to try out a rotational four.
We'll be rotating the entire time, so sometimes you won't be able to hear my voice because I'll be facing away.
Grace also, she's has like a voice issue today because she slept with her mouth open. So she's like, her throat's kind of scratchy.
And I blew hot air down her throat.
Classic roommate bit.
It's what we do after work. We hang out and we breathe into each other's mouths.
Making like a super aggressive move.
What?
I want to breathe hot air down your throat.
Yeah.
Not into your mouth, but down your throat.
But nobody's touching. There's no touching.
No.
We're professional. We wouldn't touch. We wouldn't do. Ew.
We wouldn't do that.
No, we have a line. We have boundaries. But the hot air gets there for sure. This is We Didn't Read It.
Welcome to We Didn't Read It.
Get in here.
Get on in. What are you doing over there? Get on in.
What are we doing this week?
We
are doing 1984.
The book.
One of my
not
favorite
the
numbers.
Year.
No, not the year.
Yeah. So I read this. I think this was one that I did read.
I
have
like
read
this book.
I did enjoy this one.
Like
so
this
okay,
one.
So this week it's still We Didn't Read It, but we may have read it.
This week is We Read It.
It is We Read This twice.
We read it many years ago, and we don't really remember the details, and we're going to have fun with it. That's what this episode is called.
Our story begins in a fictionalized version of London at an unspecified time in the future. It is ruled by the Party, a totalitarian regime that monitors its citizens via two-way television screens in homes and in offices. It's ruled by Big Brother, a dictatorial leader supported by an intense cult of personality manufactured by his thought police. Winston Smith works at the Ministry of Truth, where he rewrites public record and headlines to reflect the state's ever-changing version of history. He has a little chute by his desk in which he can dispose of misinformation into the building's internal furnace. Winston's pleasures include itching a varicose ulcer above his right ankle, drinking victory gin, and writing criticisms of the party in his diary, which he keeps secret. Winston clocks in for another shift at the Ministry of Truth.
Winston, dude, last night, that was crazy. You got so drunk at the bar and you shit your pants and vomited and started a fire. That's going to be crazy news.
I know it's going to blow up, but could you get that across my desk? Because I want to run that thing right now.
Yeah.
I
want
to get that thing in the news today.
Here you go.
No problem.
I'm so excited to read this story. Whoa. What happened?
I just put it in the to the news shoot.
Sounds like the furnace shoot.
Nope. Should be printed.
Winston? Hey,
yeah, what's
thank
up?
You, thank
what's
you so much
on?
For clocking in today. It's so
no
great to prob, see you.
No prob. 11 a.m. Sorry, I'm 3 hours late.
Yeah.
I hope you don't care.
No, well, I do. But I just wanted to bring up, you've been putting most of the news in the furnace, I've noticed.
Are you kidding? No, that's not true. Can we just pull up the most recent newspaper and we can look through?
Got it.
Yep.
It's from 7 months ago.
That's right.
There's one sentence and it just says everything was chill.
That's right.
Did you write that?
No. I didn't write that, but I did approve it.
Okay. So you understand that that's not really journalism, right? And we need to more accurately describe.
David, your intern.
David, can you stop like lingering? You're always in the door frame.
Come on. I just want to contribute.
Yeah, well, you're an intern.
I got in trouble with the thought police. That's why I am here.
Oh.
That's why you're interning?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
This is my community service hours.
Okay. So community service is interning at...
David's 56.
Yeah, I'm 56. I had some weird thoughts, and they said, you're going to have to be an intern for this guy.
What kind of thoughts were you having?
Don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Don't want to talk about it right now.
Well, okay. How do you think about it? Oh, my God. Oh,
stop looking. God. Stop looking.
That's disgusting.
Big Brother's going to hear it.
Oh,
can
Jesus.
You guys give me something to do? I'm so bored.
Yeah, could you help out Winston?
Oh, David, I think Big Brother heard what you said.
Oh, I was thinking about when you asked me to scratch your big ulcer yesterday.
Oh, here's
Winston. We've talked about this so many times.
Did you write up a report?
You cannot ask your coworkers to scratch your vein.
I could just grab that report right off your hands. Grab the report. I'll file it for you.
Okay.
I'll throw it right in the filer.
He's just gonna throw it in the furnace.
Throw
okay.
Right in the fire.
I really
for
think
you.
He's gonna throw it in the furnace.
But if maybe he wants to read it,
it's just more efficient if I do it because I can get it printed.
The HR report.
I'm getting myself canceled. Just give me that thing right here.
He's okay, sir. Here you go. Oh my God.
Oh, in the furnace.
So I should have seen that coming.
I knew it.
Straight to print. That tube goes to HR as well as straight to print.
I should ask upper management why we have a furnace option for all of our news. It feels a little permanent, no?
Yeah.
For journalism?
That's true. But we are a totalitarian state.
Well, that's true.
We're all about censorship. But you kind of go overboard a little. You're censoring stuff that doesn't need to be censored, you know? Like the Clippers won last night. And
no, they didn't. Clippers don't exist.
What do you mean?
See, because he's burning.
Oh, I see.
Have you noticed how warm the office is, by the way? Have we even talked about that?
Yeah, you're feeding the fire.
No complaints about
that. You're feeding the fire.
Guys, what the hell is going on with that? I'm sweating all the time.
This is why it's some unspecified time in the future that we live in, because you keep erasing dates.
You burned my dad's obituary. Apparently, he's still alive on the record books. He died. I saw him die.
You're welcome. I am a god.
Okay, relax.
Winston continues to publish all these nefarious details about his work life. One day at work, a beautiful dark-haired girl named Julia trips and falls to the ground in front of Winston. As he helps her to her feet, she slips him a note declaring her love for him.
Oh my God, are you okay? Her leg's broken.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. My knee is like completely in the wrong direction, but just don't look at it. Can you please not look at it?
Okay. Yeah. This isn't giving me the ick.
Please don't
look
at it.
Know.
Wait, I have like a note in my pocket. I'm just going to get it really quickly. Okay. Wait, there's a picture in there. Just don't. What the hell?
Whoa.
Are you kidding?
There's a furnace out here and David's here too.
David has the mobile furnace.
Dude, there's a picture of my ass you just put in the furnace.
That went to print.
Okay, what?
That's the one that I didn't send to the furnace.
Are you kidding me right now? Oh my God.
It's already out.
The thought police are going to be
paper,
so pissed.
Paper.
Oh, let's grab this paper.
Hey, you fellas want a paper?
Yes, no. I love. Let's look at this bit.
No.
It's all right.
Wait.
What?
What's in the paper? You don't think that's like that's fine? That's just fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It's whatever. It seemed better.
Okay.
Winston and Julia begin a secret affair, and they rent an old apartment above the antique shop where he bought his diary. The apartment spent years untouched, so there are mementos from previous eras, and most importantly, no television screens watching them. Safe from the watchful eyes of Big Brother, Julia explains that she also loathes the party. But unlike Winston, she's uninterested in overthrowing the regime. The two share what's on their mind.
All right, guys. Me and my brother are happy to let you use our shop. Just, you know, a couple of ground rules. Don't fuck. Don't talk about the government, how you hate them and trying to overthrow them. All that.
What was the second one?
If you put up posters, don't use tacks. Use putty.
And don't touch it. This apartment's been untouched for many years. So please don't touch it.
We will not touch it.
We need a deposit, though, the first and last month. Please.
I thought we were just like stopping by.
No, I thought we would take this to the next step. Did we not talk about this?
Are we moving into it with each other? Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Because like I think we were on the wrong page.
It just felt natural. I know we met earlier today, but sparks flew. Also, the publicity from that.
I don't love that we have to live with these brothers, though.
But there's like the hospital curtain dividing the room, so I think it's fine.
Yeah.
Like we have our side, they have their side.
Oh, you look familiar, girl. Were you in the newspaper recently?
Yes.
I don't recognize you.
It's a little bit embarrassing, but Winston, we had a meet cute. He published a photo of my ass in the newspaper.
That's what it was.
Yeah. And, you know, I just thought that was so silly. We had a good laugh about it. He hasn't apologized yet.
I hope it's cool. I threw up a flat screen on this
when
wall.
Did you do that? Did you get here earlier and screw in a TV?
No, I'm quick.
Okay.
But I hope that's cool with everyone.
You just lost your deposit. You put a hole in the wall. We just said
he
that.
He just said yeah, no tax.
You should have put putty. Put it up with putty.
You should have listened to the rules before you went and stuck things in the wall buster.
So if I put up a picture of my ass on the wall, I would have to use putty.
You can do it.
I can do it?
Yes. Do whatever
well,
you want.
Well, this freaking guy.
Well, I already did and I used putty.
What?
So
good.
Okay, that makes me uncomfortable. It's fine when I say it. But you guys are people I don't really know. So like...
But it was in the newspaper. It became public access.
Okay. But it wasn't my choice that it was in the newspaper. It was my boyfriend's. So...
Did you guys hear that?
Boyfriend.
Look, I'm... Oh my God.
Label. Winston, you dog.
I just don't know if I'm ready for that.
You're not ready. We were going to move in together. I'm
know,
not ready for moving in together.
I thought it was like a casual like moving in together.
Oh, it was a casual thing. You're so casual. You always want to do casual.
Sounds but, like you guys have a lot to talk about. We'll just go behind the hospital curtain and hang out.
Okay. I really feel like they're listening. They're going to keep listening.
Let's look through this
no,
hole.
I don't. I wouldn't read into it.
Okay.
Okay, well, I put the TV up. I'm turning it on. The screensaver's Big Brother. I don't think that's the actual Big Brother. I wouldn't read into that. And then I do see there's an eye hole in there. It looks like
they're totally...
Later this, we should run out. We should get some stuff to decorate. Then we should probably plan our coup.
Well, I don't really think, like, I hate. So I'm, like, not super into, like, the government. I'm kind of like.
Babe.
What?
I feel like this is something we talked about.
No, yeah, I don't like them, but I'm, like, kind of lazy. And, like, I just want to chill and have good vibes.
I love the government. What are these guys don't like the government?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Did you hear that? Did you hear that?
Yeah, they're talking at full volume and there's a curtain separating us. Of course I heard that.
We should take our clothes off and have sex.
I think the brothers are having sex.
Oh.
On their side of the curtain.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Why did his voice go into that high range to talk to his
you
brother?
You make the rules, Big Brother.
Winston's antique shop apartment becomes an awesome hangout. And seemingly, even though every other space in his life had a TV screen, he couldn't resist putting a flat screen on the wall with putty. Later, at work, a man named O'Brien discreetly introduces himself to Winston and invites him to his apartment. He is an inner party official, so he lives in comfort, and he is allowed to turn off his television screen. At which time, O'Brien confides in Winston that he is a member of the Brotherhood, the underground resistance movement. O'Brien welcomes Winston into the Brotherhood and inquires on how far Winston is willing to go to fulfill their mission.
Winston.
Conan.
Hey.
Oh, never mind. Sorry, it's not Conan. Never mind. Sorry. You're just related.
It's actually Barack. Barack O'Brien.
Barack O'Brien. Right.
Let me be clear. You're in the Brotherhood now.
Yes. And so I just sign here. It's just this first page and it's a deposit and then I'm in. And
yes.
And
yes.
Is it a subscription? So there's no hidden fees or anything?
Yeah, you don't need to worry about any of that. There's some stuff, but you wouldn't understand.
Just sign here. So it looks like it's going to be $50 a month.
That's with ads.
With Brotherhood with ads?
Yes. If you want no ads, it's $150.
Can you just walk me through what being part of the Brotherhood means?
Yeah. Basically, this is my associate.
What's up?
Biden. I'm O'Brien. That's Biden.
What's your first name?
Kesha.
Okay.
So I'm Kesha Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like, think like frat, right? So you're kind of joined. It's kind of like an underground brotherhood of dudes who like to hang out, drink, and then we kind of like curse the world.
So you're just like an angsty group.
Yeah, we like to talk shit, and yeah, we're angsty.
So you do. It sounds like it's just a friend group. Because I was in a frat in college in this universe.
Is that who this guy is? This is one of your brothers?
This is one of my brothers.
Hey, I'm the big brother.
Oh.
You know what I mean? His big brother.
Nice one.
My little brother doesn't sign anything without me having a good look at it.
Okay.
Well, let's right
like
there,
bring
look
your
at
big
it.
Brother to look at your contracts. It's kind of weird.
Can I draw on it?
No.
Come on.
No.
I'm really good at drawing noses.
No. That's odd that they're not letting you draw on it. Usually we draw on our contracts.
Just sign it and join. Like, we could hang out.
I'm going to sign it, but I'm going to sign it under a really funny name.
Yeah,
so
hilarious. It's a ridiculous made-up name, like something like Barack O'Brien.
Oh, that's a good idea. All right, I signed it for you.
Thank you.
I guess we're in the brotherhood now, huh?
This is my name.
Oh.
You printed it? You didn't even write it in like cursive?
Oh, I guess you're in the brotherhood now, buddy.
Wait, what?
You seem to like the brotherhood so much, you wouldn't mind being in the brotherhood again, would you?
This means I'm not in the brotherhood now.
Oh, did we have a reverse out clause where if you sign it again, you're out?
Yeah.
Shoot.
So does anything bad happen to you now that you've signed this document?
Wait, yeah, don't we like torture people who leave the brotherhood? Like, it's like, because you have too much information. That sucks.
Oh.
So we made the right call then.
Sounds like it's not a great group.
No, it's good. You just can't leave.
I think you like kiss them and stuff, too.
I don't think.
And like give them a massage.
I don't think that's.
On the way out?
On the way out?
Yeah, I think that's
part of it. It's not a part of
it. My memory, that's part of it. Oh, it sucks.
Okay. Dude, you have to stop. He does this all the time. He literally, like, I sometimes think he only joined the Brotherhood to try and like get other guys to massage him.
We're not in the Brotherhood, so.
Oh, so you could massage him and it wouldn't
be
weird.
No, you guys would have to. You would have to do that. We're good.
Okay.
We're not in the Brotherhood.
Oh, what's this I'm reading? Oh, there's a spit in my mouth. Oh, what? Oh, my God.
I don't think that's there.
They haven't named one real solid benefit of the Brotherhood.
It's a fun group of guys. It's a fun group of guys.
What's the headcount of the Brotherhood? How many people are in the Brotherhood?
Maybe 13.
39.
12. Okay, so it's about 10 guys. It's 10 guys in a friend group that just to get out, you get hazed.
We do mixers.
And that's it.
No, you hate the government as much as we do.
We're printing this story, buddy.
Winston leaves Barack and Kesha's office excited about joining the Brotherhood. He goes back to his apartment. Winston and Julia just enjoy each other's company and they discuss the Brotherhood and what life would be like without the party.
So you think you're going to join?
It was a pretty cool group of guys, but I don't know, man.
I feel like you should. Like, you don't really... You need more friends. You know?
For our listeners on the podcast, the two brothers are peering through an eye hole.
You need more friends. We need to get out of this apartment. We're always here.
What's wrong with this apartment?
Those guys are literally always looking at us.
You have to do sign language. You know that.
Okay. Well, I don't... Okay. She does sign language. I get really creeped out. They listen to all of our conversations and they're like literally cut holes in the curtain and act like we don't see them.
Yeah,
they totally don't see us.
The holes are just their entire face.
Yeah, it's like, it's really freaky. And they also spend like half the day there.
Do they have jobs?
It smells weird in there.
He's always sniffing.
I want to get out of this lease.
I think their dad must own the apartment or something because I don't think they work. I think they just kind of like hang out.
Suddenly, a voice calls out. One of the picture frames on the wall falls to reveal a television screen with Big Brother. Turns out O'Brien was secretly a member of the Thought Police in a false flag operation designed to catch political dissidents.
No way.
Armed guards rush in.
Oh, come on. I hung up my TV. You watched me hang up my TV while there was a TV ready to go on the wall.
Winston, you scumbag.
Come on, Buster. You're coming with me. I'm taking you to the Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
I have a gun.
Wait, can we do long distance?
What do we do about our TV?
I don't really care about the TV. I'll take down the TV. I'll figure it out, but like...
You can't take down... You know I'm really good at mounting and dismounting TVs.
Just Venmo him half for the TV.
I don't want to Venmo him half.
You're in trouble too, lady.
No, why?
Don't even act like you're not in trouble.
Okay, but I didn't even want to do anything. I didn't join a brotherhood.
Well, Well.
Okay.
You're going to go to jail.
Oh, so we get to be together?
No, different jail.
Aww.
They're going to torture you.
What?
Sorry.
Well, before we go, we have to divvy up the apartment stuff.
Okay, yeah, I guess so.
Should we start with the food?
Yeah.
Okay, who bought what?
I bought the milk.
And then
I bought all the dairy products.
Yeah, you only eat dairy. And then I got the grapes.
So
are y'all gonna eat all this soon?
Like, I guess. Wait, can we please have like 5 minutes, Mr. Bodyguard, so we can eat some of this?
No, you have to go to jail.
Okay,
let's just help them. It'll be faster. We'll get them out faster.
Fine.
Yeah, just help. Just let's eat all of this, because otherwise it's gonna go bad. And like, who wants to waste food?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Hey, why is that eyeball looking at me? What the fuck is that? What is that?
Oh, that's our roommate.
It moved.
That's just our roommate. He's weird.
I'm gonna touch it.
I think he's got like a fetish or something.
Boop.
With like watching.
Ew, it made a noise.
Yeah, because it's a guy. I just told you that. And you just poked him in the eye.
Ew.
Winston and Julia are both taken to the Ministry of Love. That's what prison is called. And starved and tortured relentlessly. A recurring theme of Winston's torture is the assertion that if the party says so, 2 + 2 = 5.
Get through your head, fucko. 2.2 = 5.
Say
no,
it
doesn't.
2 + 2 = 5.
Are you saying this to beat this out of me, or are you just don't understand fundamental math principles?
I'm saying this because you're a dumbass idiot.
Because there's some other things you have written
through your head.
There's some other things you have written on the board right now that I think you just honestly believe.
Oh yeah, like what?
Okay, well right now you have that blue is green.
Right.
You understand? Right. Really?
Right.
You understand the logic of that doesn't track.
Doesn't track. It doesn't track. Look at this. Look at that tree.
Yep.
The picture of a tree.
I see the picture. That's not a picture of a tree. That's a lion.
On three, we're going to say what color. What? Yeah.
Picture of a lion that we're looking at.
On three, we're going to say what picture of the color of the tree is. Ready?
Yep.
1, 2, 3.
It's a lion and it's yellow.
Blue, green.
Blue, green. You think?
Green is blue. Blue is green.
Hey, guys. What's up? What are y'all doing in the preschool ward? Matt. This is where the preschoolers draw shit on the wall and
yeah,
hang
he's
out.
Got these blocks set up, and he's telling me that gravity is opposite.
Gravity is opposite.
What are you talking about?
That means you understand the principles of gravity if you're saying it's opposite.
Not enough people are talking about how gravity is actually opposite.
Well, okay, put it on the ceiling. See what happens.
Okay, putting it on the ceiling.
Here we go. Just fell down.
Yep. No, that fell up. That fell up. Dumbass.
It fell up? No, it didn't.
Winston, don't listen to this guy. He's someone's like nephew. We had to hire him. He's high all the time.
He was just hired because like a nepotism hire. Now you have to appease
yes.
what he says.
What I'm saying is we're saying this for fundamentally different reasons. He's saying it because he's high and he thinks it. I'm saying it to drive the point that we own you essentially and you have to agree with everything we say.
I'm fine with doing it for that reason.
2 + 2 = 5. Not we don't think it is. It's a point. We're telling you have to listen to us.
But it just bugs me. Can you run me through some of the other... You're going to want to hear these questions that he was asking me before you got
Dylan,
in here.
Dylan, you got to stop bothering people with this, okay?
No, I'm opening up his brain. I'm opening up his mind. I think 2 + 2 = 5 because he's high over there.
No.
Yes.
No.
Foosball is a game that is athletic.
Dylan.
Okay.
No. See, then he's getting subjective.
Yeah.
Say it.
You're
say
not getting...
Fact. Foosball is a game that is athletic. That's fine to say, but it's just not...
I'm sorry. He just doesn't really grasp it, and he got this job, and he's just been staying here, and we don't really know what to do with him.
I just want to play.
He just really wants to play baseball
outside.
That's
a great idea. I think we should start making him the torturer.
Oh, with the torturer?
Yeah, like just talking to him. Yeah, all right.
Oh, that's a great idea.
We're going to leave you in this room with him.
Oh, yeah, we're going to go.
Okay.
No, don't do that.
Okay.
No.
Have fun.
Listen to this. If I say a word, that means somebody else right sitting next to me also said that word at the same time. Ready?
I don't even understand
Stand that one.
Are you on acid?
Are you seeing this right now? Yes. Are you seeing this? Juice?
You're not getting a return offer here at the ministry.
He's trying to get, me to say this.
They're just copying. You're doing the copycat
We're literally,
thing.
It's happening in the same time.
I don't care if your uncle fires me or whatever. You're done.
Fuck.
Winston eventually succumbs to his re-education and is released back into the world. He is forced to plead guilty to numerous crimes, including counterfeiting, murder, and deliberately contracting syphilis to spread to his wife and others. He runs into Julia, but they are no longer in love. Each denounced each other to make the torture stop. A news alert appears on the TV saying that the party successfully defeated overseas enemies in Africa. Winston finally accepts that he loves Big Brother.
Oh my God. Winston? Oh, okay. You're not going to look at me? You're actually not going to look at me? This is so much. This is so you.
This looks like it's on sale. It's on sale. This is a new roof.
Can you at least like acknowledge me? I know we don't have to kiss. We could just talk like people.
Excuse me. I think she needs help. I think she was looking for help.
I'm sorry.
You're talking to my husband who I gave syphilis. What do you need?
You're married to him?
You were married.
Are you fucking kidding me? You got married? You wouldn't. What's your problem? Okay, fine.
Stop trying to break no contact.
I still haven't broken it.
Look, I'm sorry. I text him sometimes and call him sometimes.
Yeah, but what you text is ridiculous.
I'm sorry. I send you so many pictures of my ass.
I know. That's all you have.
It's how we met.
It's not like a cute.
I thought it was cute.
It's just that same photo that was published in the newspaper hundreds of times.
He loves government now.
If you keep talking to him, you're going to get your heart broken, you're going to go back to square one, you're not going to be able to get over it, and you're going to get tortured relentlessly by the government.
Well, this
I'm her friend.
This is my friend Daisy.
You're just her friend.
Daisy, bitch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Get over it.
She's always telling me I got to stop like calling my ex-boyfriends.
Okay, well.
Yeah, sidekick Daisy.
Julia, do you want to get coffee sometime?
Uh-uh.
I'm putting this behind us.
No, I do not.
Coffee sometime.
No, I do not want to get coffee with you.
I'm going to give you, I'm writing down my number on
Coffee's never just coffee.
Never just coffee.
Chapel Roan.
I'm writing down my number on this note, and here you go.
Fine, put it in the furnace chute.
Don't put it in the, that's my move.
Also, you just gave me your number, and you have a wife who has syphilis, apparently.
We both have syphilis.
You need to figure your stuff out because you know what? I'm not going to grovel anymore. You don't want to be with me? That's so fine.
He said you never scratched the ulcer he had above his ankle like I do.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't because that's gross. He also asked Daisy to do that.
Yeah, he asked me to do that. That's
he
gross.
Asked us to do it together. And it was really uncomfortable. And for some reason, I stayed with him.
You remember when the brothers, when we lived in that apartment and the brothers would scratch my ulcer?
Yeah,
they
loved that.
Yeah,
I didn't personally.
Yeah,
I didn't love it.
Look at this, we're reminiscing.
Ew,
isn't it sort of all coming back now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here, I'm writing down all of my information. Here, I'm just gonna.
Oh, Big Brother's here.
We're finally meeting Big Brother.
No!
We're finally meeting the character Big Brother.
Big Brother.
Hey, everybody! I'm the Big Brother. What the heck are you guys doing? Go back to jail.
You're so jolly.
Big Brother's so nice.
Brother, you get such a bad rap. Oh, he gave me hard candy.
He's a hard candy, buddy.
Big Brother, you gotta be meaner. This is why we don't let you out.
Hey, buddy.
Stop calling him a buddy.
What is 2 + 2? 2 + 2, please.
2 + 2 = 5.
That's so good. That's so good.
Jesus Christ. Why did we do a rebrand?
Here's a pencil for your birthday. I know your birthday's coming up.
Thank you.
They made him woke. It used to be better.
I'm no longer one Alita
Koo.
We love Big Brother.
You guys hear that we killed the bad people?
No way.
Yes.
That's incredible news. Yes, we love you.
We love you too.
Okay.
I'm Big Brother.
the mirthful Big Brother says... Makes everyone love him, and now you know all about 1984.
We did it!
Ooh. I feel like that felt like all like exposition. I feel like we never got to a story.
Isn't that part where O'Brien explains the whole history of like Oceania or whatever? It's
yeah. So there used to be like a capitalist society, but then the party assumed power just for power's sake, and they invented the Brotherhood as it's not an actual organization, it's just a means for the party to suss out
organization.
Yeah, false flag.
Oh.
And then that 2 + 2 = 5 bit is historically accurate. Stalin back in 1931 invented that slogan as a means of like, look at how fast we are completing my 5-year plan in 4 years. 2 + 2 = 5. And the Soviets were like, yeah, we can do it. But it ended up gruesome.
That's also like sounds like college is like 5-year program in 4 years.
Like a doctorate program. 2 + 2 = 5.
Yeah. They should not use that as a slogan.
I remember reading it in high school when I was like a sophomore in high school, and Winston was just like, banging that chick in the rental unit. And I was like, this is cool.
That's where you stopped reading.
Yeah. I was like, it's a happy book.
There was also like a thing with rats, right? They did like the rats.
What made Winston ultimately give in was he was taken to room 101 where they submit you to your worst fear. And for his, it was like this cage. It was like an invention in Saw where, hungry rats are put in front of your face and then like the doors open up and they get that much closer. And then he had to say, put Julia in my place. Anything but this. Make her tortured instead. And then that was like the final thing in his full indoctrination.
Oh, scary, scary.
That wouldn't have made for a good improv scene at all.
No.
Glad we didn't do that.
Gosh.
We now go to room 101.
Kidding.
Any big fears that could get you guys?
Oh, I was talking about this with someone yesterday. My biggest fear, I think, right now is waking up in a trunk.
Mm.
Like opening my eyes and hitting my head. That's my biggest fear.
Oh.
Yeah.
Be claustrophobic or just...
No, just like the thought of not like being kidnapped. And like waking up in a trunk. Yeah. Because then what do you do? What do you do if you wake up in a trunk?
You count bumps.
What does that mean?
You count bumps so you know how far out of the city limits you are.
What?
Yeah. How would I tell them I'm 4 bumps away? Like, I don't know.
I read you try to like kick out, if possible, try to kick out the taillight, then stick your hand out. We read the same meme or whatever.
I feel like kicking out the taillight's probably harder than it sounds.
Okay, then just die. All right.
You're advising Julia in the back of the...
I think you're supposed to bang on the back seat and yell, "Let me out! Let me out!"
Okay.
And that usually gets them.
That gets them to stop the car.
Their moral compass.
Yeah, you're trying to tap into their moral compass.
Wait, what are your guys' fears?
The ocean at night's pretty scary.
The ocean at night?
Being in like dark water. Like, that's spooky. Like, super deep, dark water.
Deep, dark water is spooky.
It is scary, yeah.
My teeth falling out.
Mm.
No, it would make that a lot worse.
What?
If you were in deep, dark water while you're
Yeah.
Does anybody know the psychology behind teeth falling out dreams? Like, why we have them?
Maybe because we're gnashing our teeth.
To our viewers, that's a common dream, right? I know Tommy has that dream, right?
Me have that dream because we filmed a skit that it's like a dream, and then she said that in the dream.
Well, yeah, I thought you told me you had a dream where your teeth fell out.
Yeah, I think you intercepted my dream.
Oh, oops. Wait, so forgotten, is that real?
No, I mean, that used to be. I don't know, but like the idea of like, that like one day no one, you will basically be forgotten. Like one day no one will ever know who you were.
I find that very comforting. Is that weird?
Yeah, because you can do whatever.
Yeah, like just like do your thing because it doesn't really matter.
Well, they say like people die twice.
Mm,
when you die, then.
When you're forgotten.
The last time someone says your name is when you die. The second time is the last time someone ever utters your name.
But that can be extended at any point. Whereas if you die, you're like...
Yeah, should we just pull up a bunch of names and start reading them?
Yeah, yeah. Air, new death.
That's why I like separating like your ego and your identity. Because it's like, I feel like, I don't know, this is going to be too hard to explain on the podcast. But like we're too attached to our identities as like Julia. Cause it's like, who cares if no one says Julia? Or at least it's just me speaking, but like... Julia's just a person. She's just a girl. She can just go. I don't know. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. Guy in the mirror. Just some guy.
Yeah. It's just some guy.
Yeah.
I'm scared of being forgotten and skunks.
Really?
Yeah. I don't like skunks. Well, I don't like skunks, but like I jog at night and they're nocturnal and I see them all the time. I almost ran into one.
Oh my goodness. Twice. That was one of those things that like as a kid you were really prepped for hard. Because does everyone know what you do when you get sprayed by a skunk?
Tomato bath.
Yes. And why do we know that?
I don't know.
Is that what why do we know that? And why is that the remedy?
I don't know.
That's such an 1800s way to get rid of something. There's got to be some sort of rub or ointment.
Tomato way that happened.
Nope. Bathe in tomatoes.
That's a Zoe 101 bit where they drink a bunch of tomato juice.
Yeah.
And then like, you're supposed to bathe in it. And they're like, what?
It really sounds like they just the first thing they found, they stuck with and didn't really... press on.
Yeah, should we find a new solution to skunk spray?
Mm-hmm.
Especially with dogs. People's dogs get sprayed all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because like they go up to a skunk. Yeah. They don't know.
This is going to hurt Big Tomato, though.
Yeah, we're going to get killed by Big Tomato.
I think it'll help Big Skunk.
It'll help Big Skunk?
Wait, can I just share a fact I find really interesting that like has to do with tomatoes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it kind of has to do with tomatoes. So farming in America, there is a underground movement to... change from chemical farming to non-chemical farming, but it has to happen silently. And so farmers in America are silently joining this movement of doing that because it's a culture thing. Like, farmers look down on each other if they change their farming styles, but all the food we eat is super unhealthy. So they're like, it's like a whole secret to movement.
Doesn't sound too secret if you know about it.
Well, it's because the guy, like, literally, like, they won't tell you who the farmers are, or at least, I don't know. I listened to this podcast on Rich Roll, and it was this nutrition guy, and he was saying, like, I'm trying to convince all these farmers because the chemicals we put in our food are so bad for you, and they know it's bad for you because their families all have disorders or like brain problems, injuries, I don't know, from the chemicals that are being put on their farms all the time. And we eat them, and then that's why the health in America is so bad.
My biggest fear is eating fruit now.
Yeah, you got to wash your fruit. Wash your fruit.
Wash your fruit.
Wash your fruit.
Wash your fruit.
Not bananas. Right?
No.
No, also, you should wash that banana.
There's like totally a chance that I like said something wrong and maybe sounded stupid, but like I can link the podcast. It's pretty interesting.
So let's wrap this up. So Hyde, we're in room 101. They put a skunk on the thing and it attacks you.
And they leave and never come back.
They put you in a trunk and you wake up. I'm in the middle of the ocean, and then they just put an apple.
Apple on the table.
Yes. And I eat it.
Nice.
Because it looks so delicious.
And then yep. Okay.
I think we did it. So we did not read it. We'll be back next week with a
new
slightly different cast.
New rotation.
Yeah, everyone except for one of us, and then Grace.
Yeah, Grace will be back.
So they'll be rotated. Yeah.
If you have any questions, let us know.
Yeah. follow us. We didn't read it. Instagram, TikTok,
also,
and then
American
YouTube.
High Shorts.
Yeah, American High Shorts, and at College Life.
And College Life. Yeah. Give College Life some love. Okay, I think we're out of here, right? Tommy looks like he wants to say something.
To our viewers at home, hey, how are you doing?
Nope.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.